This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another, what I'd like to believe, Session Insanity. Right here on the real side with Joe Mazzino. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Maybe even getting ready for the holiday, thank God, you know. Hey, there's a lot to be thankful for. You know, we know people that have passed away recently. I'm not trying to put a damper on everything. You know that's not what I'm trying to do. But, you know, we know people that have passed away all of a sudden. And, you know, when you lose a family member like that, it's not cool. It's not fun, right? So, you know, just bear that in mind. These are precious times. It's times you get to spend with family. Instead of, as we hear, come on, you hear about all these fights the family have, and I'm not inviting so-and-so over, and so-and-so can't go. You know, I mean, whatever. Get over yourself for one or two days a year, right? Just get over yourself. Don't worry about it. Let it go. You're not going to die. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, you know, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and get information and get informed, right? So I guess they're kind of a little pucker going on there at the old Obama administration. Because things are starting to hit. Seriously, the FISA court judge is now demanding. Okay, they're now demanding information about the FBI lawyer linked to the Carter Page warrant. Now this is not going to go well. You have to figure the IG found what? 17 issues, 17 things that were a problem. And they weren't little issues. The left would love to have you. You know, think about everything that comes out. Anytime at first they were talking about when they heard the IG report was ready to come out, it was how it was going to exonerate the FBI, it was going to exonerate everybody involved, it was going to exonerate Coney. Didn't do any of that. Now, they said it did exonerate the president and all. And the Mueller report didn't exonerate them. I mean, apparently any report that comes out is only positive for the Dems, negative for the Republicans. This is where we've come. Seriously, this is where we come to, where the country is so divided at that level that all Republicans are guilty, all Dems are innocent, no matter what's happened and what's taking place. Really that simple. But the fight, when you tee it, this is a big deal. These judges have said, or they've commented in the past, and even as of late, that they depend and believe and default, start with, that the information that they're getting is true and correct because what's happened? The FBI has signed off on it. Because they've been such a prestigious outfit, they've been so trusted that nobody has really questioned them. They're going to have problems now. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court presiding judge has sent another directive to the Justice Department. Another one. I mean, this is the most that these people have been outspoken out in front in decades. They ordered officials to identify previously surveillance requests from an FBI lawyer linked to the 2016 warrant for Carter Page, the one that changed it. Remember they said, what he changed was no big deal. Well, the judge doesn't agree. Hopefully the judge will stay healthy. Because what you're looking at, think about this, all through Obama's administration, if this attorney was changing things, there's going to be a problem. In an order unsealed Friday, Judge Rosemary Collier asked the Justice Department to identify steps to ensure the accuracy of those filings and whether the unnamed DOJ lawyer has ever been disciplined. DOJ Inspector General, and to Xander's point, when I talked to him earlier, he was right. If nobody goes to jail, if nobody gets punished, if nothing happens to these people, there's no reason to stop. The DOJ and California's a perfect example of that with the new laws that's passed about stealing. Right? It's not a felony unless it's over $1,000. People are stealing stuff all over the place, out of supermarkets, clothing stores, because all they're going to do is get a ticket and maybe show up in court. DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz identified, just laid it out in public, the numerous mistakes and omissions that the FBI made in asking for the Carter Page FISA request. It's not going to stop. It's going to get worse. The more they dig, the worse it's going to get. Because they've been getting away with it for so long. They've been unchecked for so long. I mean, it might be a good idea to finally put something in place where you have another independent judge go over these FISA warrants, requests, right, from time to time. Go through them. Pick one out every 10 or 15. Make them prove to you. I mean, seriously, they've only turned down one in the last couple of hundred of these. One. Sources have said the unidentified FBI lawyer in question has since resigned his post. Says he faces, Horowitz says he faces criminal prosecution. I'm so tired. I've heard this so often. Until I see somebody actually in front of a judge with a real trial, I don't care. Collier criticized the FBI of a surveillance application. Gave the Bureau until January 10th to come up with solutions, like now. No more games, no more guessing, we want it now. And I don't blame them. You know, if this is that important for our security, then let's make sure we get it the right way, that we don't have a problem with it. Yes, cell phones are ruining your family, and I can prove it, okay? Tom Kirsting joins me. He's the author and psychotherapist, and he says these things are bad. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm gonna kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're going to talk about whether or not cell phones really do affect your children. I know some of you think it's no big deal. We all have phones. We all do this. A whole different animal, a whole different science behind the phones today. Some of the big tech guys don't allow their kids to have cell phones or smartphones. But I'm not the expert. I'm just a commentator. Let me bring on somebody who knows and has a clue, as I like to say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. For those of you listening, you know. I still got that stupid little flu thing. I got a little Petri dish hanging around the house. My granddaughter's here, and she loves to pass this little flu thing back and forth. But we're gonna kick it in the butt here, surely. Tom Kirsting joins me. He's a best-selling author of Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids. And if you don't think your kids are digitally distracted, then you're not paying. You either don't have kids or you're not paying attention to your kids. Tom, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time, man.
No, my pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, it's always, you know, this has been, before I met you, I first saw you on Fox, and, you know, this has been one of my pet peeves for years, that, you know, kids, addiction comes in many different forms, many different ways. I talked to teachers. A lot of teachers were afraid to say anything. You taught for 25 years, didn't you?
Yeah, in my 25th year, almost finished up at a public high school.
Right.
I'm right in the middle of this stuff.
Oh yeah, and you're seeing the evolution of it, or you've seen slash are seeing the evolution of it. And let me ask you a question. Before 20 years ago, probably just starting to get into the cell phone, smartphone kind of revolution here. What kind of changes have you seen in these young kids from 20 years ago to today?
Well, I'll tell you, let me put it to this way, Joe, all right? So in my book, the first book, Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids, the second edition's coming out, by the way, it's a different title and everything in August, slightly different title. But I talk about this in the book. The anxiety epidemic, right, that's the biggest issue right now with teenagers, is anxiety, all right? So we have an epidemic of anxiety disorders taking place in our society. And let me explain to you how prevalent it is. When kids are in an emotionally compromised state, all right, at the high school, what the first thing they typically do is go to the nurse's office. So I now, over the last few years, get more calls from the nurse's office per week to have to counsel a kid that is in an emotionally compromised, panic-driven state. I get more of those per week than I used to get per school year.
Wow.
And I lay it all out in my book, where I've connected the dots to the fact that because kids are spending almost all of their waking hours on a cyber planet, in cyber world, they can't handle the real world.
Well, one of the questions recently, I'm watching another talk show, you know, we have to listen to them, but I'm listening to this other talk show, and they're talking about these young kids. The question that was asked was never answered, because it would come back to parenting. Was we're raising kids that can't cope. They can't seem to deal with some of what it would have been in our day, a letdown. You didn't make it on the first team, right? The first round of being chosen for the football team. Does that constitute now that you curl up into a ball and start crying? Do you try hard? What do you do? And we have raised a generation of kids that can't seem to push through. You're in it with them. Am I wrong?
Well, let me explain something to you. I'm glad you brought that up. So about 3-4 weeks ago, I came across an article on Fox. And the article was entitled something along the lines of Millennials and Gen Zers are leaving the workforce in droves. And the writer goes on to explain that 75% of Gen Zers, those are the kids that are between like 20 and 30, 75% of Gen Zers are now leaving the workforce to deal with their mental health. And the writer goes on to explain that this is an incredible movement, the destigmatization of mental health, good for them. And the only thing that came to my mind as I was reading that article is that the reason those kids are leaving isn't because they have a mental health issue. It's because it's probably the first time they've been confronted with an adversity along the lines of from their boss saying something like, you know what, that report you just did really is pretty lousy. Redo it. And the bells and whistles and the stress hormones kick in, and they've never experienced that before. And bingo! You know, now they have this meltdown. I got to deal with their mental health. I got news for you. When they're living in their parents' basement because they quit their job and they're now 30 years old, now they're really going to have mental health issues.
You're hearing about self-esteem for years. You know, that whole, it used to drive me nuts. You know, you couldn't mark. I remember being in a meeting, in an education meeting, and it was brought up. These are educators. It was brought up that they no longer use a red pen. Right? Because it made the kids feel bad when they marked up their paper with a red pen. And I was thinking, it's going to make them really feel bad when they lose their job, because, you know, they haven't done it properly. There's nothing wrong with getting them ready at a young age. I mean, this is part of that whole feel-good process that came down, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, essentially what has happened, you know, the whole trophy generation mentality, all that stuff, is it's created, you know what I mean? It's what we've unintentionally or intentionally done is we've insulated, you know, a generation from dealing with bad feelings, right? And I got news for you. You know what success is? You know how you become successful in life?
Yes, you fail.
By figuring out how to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
That's interesting. I always joke with saying that you, and I know it's a bad way to learn, I really do, but you learn from your failures. Some of the most successful people in this country have failed a multitude of times, you know, before they actually, you know, made something happen, right?
Of course. Like, you know, the path of life, the path to your goals, the path to success, there's always going to be a brick wall in the way, right? And if you come in front of that brick wall, and then you're told, you know what, that brick wall is too strong, just forget it, then you're never going to get what you got to get. If you can figure out how to either climb that wall or plow through that wall, then you're going to get on the path to success and meet a level of success that you never anticipated for yourself.
Well,
but if we keep our kids behind the wall, you know, this is the result of what we have.
But you counsel some of these kids, and I would imagine, I would hope, that the parents come into some of these meetings with you. And when they're in there, do you find a majority? I'm trying to be nice to your clientele, but do you find a majority of the time it's because the parents aren't truly parenting?
Yes. I mean, really, yeah. And it's not that they're intentionally doing that. You know,
right.
There's no textbook on how to parent. But it's a lot of enabling, you know. So if you have a child, you know, that has anxiety and is now, you know, not able to come to school, every day that they're not in school, you're now cocooning them in their comfort zone. And it's making it harder and harder for them to confront that anxiety. Because any you know, anxiety, take a phobia, for example. Somebody's got a major fear of elevators. The only way that they're going to overcome that fear is to get on the elevator.
Yep.
And then get on it again. And then get on it again. To confront that horrible, uncomfortable feeling. If they're protected from it, then they're never going to get through that.
Right. No, you're exactly right. All right, look, we got to go for a quick break because I believe in capitalism. I know you do, too.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has passed the annual defense authorization bill that creates a new Space Force branch of the armed services.
Before I came into office, the military endured deep and devastating budget cuts. Our military, quite frankly, was very depleted. As a candidate for president, I promised to reverse these crippling cuts and to ensure our military remains unchallenged and unrivaled anywhere in the world. And right now, there is no one, there is no country that comes even close.
The $738 billion package also involves a 3.1% pay raise for military personnel and would repeal a long-standing offset policy that blocked some Gold Star families from receiving full survivor benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Yes, Virginia. Smartphones are causing problems in your family. Take a listen. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tom Kirsting joins me. He's the best-selling author of Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids, new book coming out. I can't wait for the second edition coming out sometime in August. I don't know why he told me. You should have said anything, because now I'm going to sit here waiting till August for the book to come out. You know what I'm saying? It's like saying we're going for a huff on Sunday after the show. It's like, okay, quick. Anyway, no, I do appreciate your time with me. You know, some of the stuff that you, and again, I'm no genius. I would think this is kind of common sense. When my kids were growing up and the phones were becoming a big deal, they stayed downstairs. They didn't go upstairs in their bedrooms. With the matter of fact, we really didn't even allow them to have phones until they were, I think, their last year in school. Anything stayed downstairs. Computers downstairs. No TVs in the bedrooms. And we were called all kinds of weird names by other parents. You're going, well, wait a minute. You got to spend time with your kids. You got to watch over your kids. The idea is you're supposed to be guiding your kids. And I was telling you offline there that some of the stuff that I see, I think, my personal opinion, it's a lack of parenting. Now, you were going down the road of saying it's not because they don't want to parent. And I agree with you. They just don't have the skills, I guess, to parent. I don't know what to do about that.
Well, yeah, let me give you an example. So my son is 16 and a half years old. He's a junior in high school. And in New Jersey, where I live, you get your license when you're 17, right?
Right.
So he's got his permit. My father-in-law has taught him how to drive stick shift.
Wow. Here.
And my father-in-law has a nice 2015 Honda Accord that's a stick shift that he told my son, I'm going to give you this car when you get your license, right? So anyway, I'm using him as an example, my son. Great kid. So I'm driving him the other day to school, and I'm telling him, listen, he's starting to tell me he doesn't want the car, what if he stalls when he's driving stick, blah, 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 and he's like, trying to get out of this. I said to him, Matt, listen, I'm not buying you a car because you have a car. So you have two choices next year when you're going to school, because I'm not driving you to school anymore because you're going to be 17. You either drive the stick shift or you walk up the half mile to the top of the street at 6:15 in the morning and take the bus as a senior in high school. So I'm not, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to enable that behavior because essentially I'm giving into his fear of, you know, getting a stick shift and stalling or whatever it might be. So those are his choices. And I know he's not going to choose to want to get up 40 minutes early to take the bus as a senior in high school.
Now, Tom, before you go on, I want you to expound on that a little bit, because this is what I try to tell some of the people I deal with. You take that situation, right? Here you got a kid that's he's afraid to, oh, my God, what happens if it stalls? What am I going to? All right, this teaches your kids how to deal with situations, deal with whether adverse situation, emergency situations. I learned how to do it in a stick shift. I grew up in Boston. When you start to tie up traffic in Boston, they're not happy people. So you learn how to push through these things, and I think it makes it so that, all right, it's not such a big deal. I survived that. People were yelling at me. I'll get over it. They'll get over it. Aren't those the life lessons we need?
Yeah, that's how you grow. That's why you grew, because you were able to confront those things. Life is not easy, Street. It's filled with bumps and potholes. And I feel like we've just put smooth pavement over the pathway for our children nowadays. And that's not reality. Because the reality is, when they get out there in the real world, and they're in the work world, or they're in college, they're going to be confronted with experiences that are going to be painful. And if they've been taught how to not deal with those and how to avoid them, and you're special, they're not going to get to where they got to get, like we just talked about in the last segment.
You know, I want to get to these wellness centers in a second, and the mental health that people are dealing with at school on a regular basis. But, you know, it's these parents that come in. You know, I had four kids, and I always joke, you'd never know they were from the same parents, right? They all had different personalities, different ways of dealing with things. And when the teachers started to take a defensive stance, when you went in to talk with them about your kids, because they were being beat up by parents about their kid, look, I'd walk in and say, what did he do now? Because I knew what my youngest son was like, and we joke about it today. He's an adult. And but they were used to parents coming and saying, why are you picking on my little Johnny, Susie, or whoever, being flipped on them at some point in time. So I would imagine, now you spent 25 years in the education world. I would imagine at some point in time you just pull your hands back and go, you know what, I'm not fighting this fight because I can't win, right?
Yeah, well, what I've seen, you know, the change, you know, if I can go back 20 years ago, you know, I deal a lot with the administration here, too, as a counselor at the high school. And, you know, if a kid gets in trouble or something's going on and the parent has to come in to meet with the principal, the old mentality would be the parent coming in saying, what did my kid do wrong? I'm going to kick his butt, blah, blah, blah. But what I've seen, unfortunately, and that's not the norm. I don't want to make it like that. I've seen parents come in and, you know, like a kid, for example, cursed at a teacher. And I remember, you know, not too long ago, the parent comes in and says, well, what did the teacher do to make my kid curse at him?
No, you're so. I see that on a regular basis. It's so. You're so right. And here in California, the kids will actually look at the teachers and go, "You can't touch me. You can't do anything to me." They know it.
I'll tell you this too, Joe. In my private practice and in high school, so I deal with a lot of teenagers, and some things I've seen in my private practice. You know, normally when I meet with a kid, you know, the parents will come in for a couple of minutes, and I've had kids right in my office, like, just start flipping out on their parents, and I curse at them, right? And the parents just kind of take it, and I step in, and I'll say, never, ever speak to your parent like that in my office. Got it? And then the kids, they get the message. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my kids, it's just, you know, they've never done it. They've never spoken back or cursed or anything, because they know it would only happen once.
So let me, you know, we're reading, being a school board member, and I get a lot of information on this, these wellness centers have been pushed for the last year or so. We've actually put a couple of them in our district. And when I read about them, the thing that the terminologies that pop up that make me crazy is when they talk about a place for the kids to go to help deal with their anxiety. Maybe it's a test they're not ready for. Right? Maybe it's a class that they're having trouble with, and because of issues that they're having at home, it's kind of bleeding over into their school life. So I sit there and I say, okay, well, how do you teach a young man, a young woman, to push through adversity if you don't allow them to hit it head on and you bring them back to this wellness center where they can relax and play games and unwind? And I'm just, you know, I'm not the expert you are. Help me understand what these things are, what they should be doing, and are they really helping our kids?
Or get the therapy dog in and pet the dog.
Bingo.
And feel good.
Yeah.
So let me explain that to you, okay? So the first thing that you refer to is more of a safe space, right, where kids are having a mental, you know, they can't go take a test, so they have a safe space. But I've had parents in meetings say, you know, is there a safe space, you know, for my child to go? And the response that me and the administration, my buddies, give is the whole school's a safe place. So what are you suggesting, that the school's not a safe place?
I like that.
Place where, you know, but, you know, now, so let me explain the difference. So there's two types of wellness centers. One that's reactive, like that one we just talked about, and one that's proactive. The proactive version is where you're actually teaching kids how to delve within themselves, how to access their mental resources, how to use things like meditation and visualization, you know, things that will offset anxiety, you know, how to become a mental powerhouse. When you become a mental powerhouse, you become an emotional powerhouse, and then you become a successful human being. That is my version of wellness. You know, if it's just a place where they could go and, like, you know, play with Play-Doh when they're 17 years old or 16 years old and pet puppies, you know, that we're just, you know, pandering, you know, to their, you know, to those infantile, you know, sort of behaviors.
Right.
So it's one thing if a kid is legitimately having major anxiety and panic and we address it and we help the kid in the moment, we get them help on the outside and so forth. But, you know, again, that, you know, the therapeutic version of that, there's nothing easy about it. It requires work. It requires encouraging and pushing these youngsters to confront these fears and these anxieties and reframe their thinking and come out ahead instead of being left behind.
Yeah, it's really interesting that we're running a little bit more than a minute in the segment, but it's really interesting when I hear some, you know, parents conversing about these you know, these wellness centers, and some of the concerns is how long can my child stay in there? Can they stay till there? And I'm thinking to myself, no, they shouldn't be allowed to hang out, you know, every day during math class because they're anxious about math. They're not anxious about math. They're anxious about other stuff. And part of that might be they're just not ready for the class. They didn't do their homework. They don't get it, and they don't want to ask for help. And that's very scary to me. And I lovingly, and I mean this for real, I mean, I lovingly refer to this as these are the speed bump kids. They've never really been taught to push through, right? I mean, you got the wall kids, it'll push through the wall, around the wall, over the wall, and then you got the speed bump kids, see the speed bump, they don't know what to do at that point. But I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. We're going to finish this up on the other side of the break, and I'm telling you, please, go heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever it is you're doing. And you want to get as much information about this, get a copy of Tom's book. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Be right back.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back at it, because Tom's got some great information for us to glean from, as we say. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots of stuff going on up there. And on top of all of that, you can find out what a station listed. Look, if you're listening on your smartphone, great. We have an app for you. Try to make it as easy as possible. But if you're listening on your smartphone, okay, real simple, you shouldn't be. Call the local radio station. Ask them why in God's creation they wouldn't want to carry the show. And if you don't get the answer you're looking for, let me know. I'll take care of it for you, I promise. But you can head up to the website. Gives you station list, times, where the show is aired, and that kind of thing. Always a pleasure to have you joining us. I really mean that sincerely. You know, you get off the TV, get off the Facebook keyboard, and take a listen. You might actually learn something. Tom Gerstig joins me. He's a best-selling author of Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids. Man, I got to tell you something. If you guys don't pay attention, you know, we used to say in my generation, I know we all sound the same, I wouldn't want to, you know, this is tough, and I can't believe what's coming at me, and I wouldn't want to be kids. You know, you have a lot of control over what your kids see, hear, and how they react to things. But you've got to engage with them. You know, one of the biggest problems we have today when it comes to, you know, between the vaping and the phones and what have you, your kids are left to their own devices, so to speak. You got to give them even more guidance, even more poking and prodding to make sure that they're not making some really drastic mistakes. And, Tom, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You know, and again, it's people get crazy when I say it, but is you've got to parent. And parent isn't saying, you know, did you go to school today? Did you do your homework? And do you want something to eat? That's not parenting. That's a small part of the big of the whole. Hey, when we went to break, we were talking about, I was talking about speed bump kids. And you know, I know that every generation does it, but here's the reality. We truly were taught to push through. If we hit a wall, you look back at your parents and they would say, yeah, what are you going to do now? You know, you're going to go around it, you're going to go over it, you're going to go through it. And now these kids hit a speed bump and they don't know what to do.
Yeah, well, I love giving examples. I mean, plucked one right out of my mind right now. You know, you were talking about, you know, the importance of us connecting with our kids, right? So what people don't realize is, and this is a statistical fact, is that the average parent spends just 3.5 minutes per week in meaningful conversation with their children.
Whoa!
That's because we are glued to our devices as well. So let me give you an example. My daughter, who's in seventh grade, she's 13 years old, she's a wonderful spirit, and she seemed a little upset the other night, and I, you know, went up into her room, and it was a little bit late, and I was like, you know, kind of wanting to just relax and crash on the couch. It was like 9 o'clock at night. So it led to me in her bedroom, on her bed with her, talking for an hour, okay? And essentially she was having, you know, the typical girl stuff, somebody's issues with a lunch table and everything else. And we talked for an hour, and I helped her. I helped empower her on how to handle this situation, what she can do, you know, to understand that whatever anybody else is doing to you has nothing to do with you but everything to do with them. So she decided, so anyway, make a long story short, she comes home yesterday. I happened to be home. I had a block of time when she came up from school, and I said, how was your day? And she said, it was fantastic. What happened? She went over to a new lunch table with these other girls, and it was fantastic, and she felt, you know, accepted and this and that. But, you know, the moral of that story is that I sat with her, and I talked with her about these things. Instead of just saying, I just can't handle it, don't worry about it, you know, we went in depth with it. And she took my advice, and she's a better person for it now. And that's my advice to parents. I actually have, Joe, I just started a brand new podcast. It's called the Reconnected Parent Podcast. And it's all about... it's once a week. And the overarching message of this podcast is about reconnecting with our children by disconnecting from the devices.
You know, you realize that this is going to be for a lot of parents, not some, for a lot of parents. This is going to be like, you know, coming off of drugs, right?
Yeah, it's like a withdrawal component to it, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah, that's tip number one. In every lecture I give all over the country, you know, that you got to give tips and everything.
Yeah.
Tip number one that I give to every parent is you got to practice what you preach. You got to lead by example. So if you're at home and your kids are around and you're buried on your computer screen or in your social media, whatever it is, and your kids are doing the same, you're not leading by example.
You mean when you're correcting your child while staring at your phone, not quite the way to do it? You know what I'm saying?
A little bit of hypocrisy. Yeah.
Yeah, no. It is true. It's a lot of the parents. And again, we've been seeing this for years. You know, you have, over the years, you've had parents that are afraid to talk to their kids about finances, afraid to talk to their kids about sex ed. You know, now this phone has come up, or the smartphone has come up. They can pretty much look up anything they want to. And believe it to be true, that's the other thing that scares me, is these kids can pull up stuff on their phone, and that's truth to them. You know, when they Google something, to them, that's the gospel truth, if you would. And they no longer trust family. They no longer trust parents, if you would, to give them the advice that they need. And part of that is you just called it out. How in God's creation can you build a relationship with somebody you only talk to for 3.5 minutes a week?
You can't. You know, and you know, get to your point also about, like, you know, the content that we're absorbing. It's not just with kids. Like, look at all the people out there, the crazy people, you know, that they're not doing their own thinking and they don't know it. They're being thought. In other words, their thoughts are being determined by whatever they're absorbing from the superficial fake news world.
Right.
And No, literally. You know, so a thinker is somebody that becomes present, takes a step back, uses their eyes, their ears, and their noses to actually come to deduce what's going on around them and make their own informed decisions, not let, you know, some social media person do it for them.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. We kind of touched on it earlier, which is, you know, just boys being left behind, and they are being left behind. I've been hearing this for years. I really got it until I started seeing some stats last year on, you know, how much more attention we pay to girls than we do boys in the education world. And it almost seems like there's an underlying attitude, the term that everybody hates, boys will be boys. You can't motivate them. You can't get them to learn. And, you know, they're just going to be video game players. Am I off?
No, you're absolutely right. So the boys aren't having the level of emotional unraveling as girls are. Like the stuff I mentioned earlier, all these anxiety and panic, they do have it, but not nearly to the extent that girls do. So boys are sort of kind of getting lost in the shuffle. And I'm seeing the residual effect of that. I get a lot of young 20-something-year-old boys that are referred to me in my private practice. And I refer to them in my own mind as the lost boys. They're good kids. But the common denominator, you want to know what it is, in almost every one of those cases, the kid that goes up to college and then fails out and is now home, or the kid that didn't go to college and is, you know, at home and he was 28 years old, the common denominator is pot smoking and video game playing.
Wow. Now listen, before you get rolling here, I've heard that a million times, that the pot that we're smoking today is nothing like it was in the 60s, and it's actually having a physical change to our young people.
Yeah. 100%. You know, the liquid pot that you vape from the Juul, or whatever the heck it's called, that stuff, I forget what the statistic is, it has something like 50 times more THC than the old school marijuana.
Wow.
And I see this too, Joe, in my private practice. One kid I had yesterday as an example. You know, this kid, he's delusional now. He's actually delusional. He thinks that somebody put a spell on him, all these other things, am I going crazy? And I said to him, I've been telling him, I said, listen, he wakes up and smokes pot all day. He's 20, 21 years old. He got kicked out of college, all that stuff, and comes from a good family. And I told him, I said, listen, and the kid loves coming to me because I give him a lot of good, you know, empowering advice. I said, listen, you're not going to go anywhere until you stop smoking pot. We're not going to be able to figure out what's going on in your mind or whatever. So he comes in yesterday. It was his second day, literally just 2 days of having not smoked pot. And he was telling me he really feels uncomfortable. He was a different human being. Literally a different human being sitting in front of him.
Wow.
And when we're done, I'm going to text him, actually, and tell him, listen, hopefully you've got to be on track, pal. Because I told him, I said, listen, he loves coming in to see me. I said, listen, if you don't quit smoking pot, I'm not going to see you.
Good for you, because you've got to give them something to work with. You've got to give them something to shoot for. And you got about a minute and a half. You've got some a podcast up now. You've got ways that people get information from you and help their kids. Tell people how they can get help for their kids.
Yeah, I'm out there trying to do everything I can. You know, so I have a new podcast that just came out. It's like I mentioned, it's called the Reconnected Parent Podcast. All the, you know, reconnecting our kids by disconnecting devices. I have what I call the Unplugged Parent Boot Camp. That's
okay.
A 6-week course that's going to be on like a Facebook Live platform starting on January 8th. You go to my Facebook page, I guess Google it, you know, and and I'm lecturing all over. And now the new edition of the book, which is being released by a major publisher, and I'll have mass distribution, that'll be coming out in August. It's available for pre-order right now. It's called Disconnected: How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency.
You know, there's a lot of parents that are going to be listening to this. A lot of people are going to be listening to this going, oh, come on, guys. We heard this in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and with the music that the kids were listening to. If you don't think that the video games, the music, the TV, and I'm not talking about putting your kid in a plastic bag and sheltering them from everything. That's not what I'm saying here. But you've got to talk to your kids. So even though that stuff is going in their head, they got to hear your voice in the back of their head as well. My kids used to say that to me. You know, Dad, I would have done this. But, man, it was like your voice was in the back of my head saying, you know, don't go down this road. And you don't realize, right? You just don't realize the effect, the positive effect you have on your kids. And I got to tell you, Tom, since I've known you this last year, I mean, and telling people about you and getting your book out to people, I'm sure you hear this from a lot of people, but you're changing lives. You're changing people's lives because they're looking at stuff differently, as they should be.
That's my mission.
Tom, I have a joke real quick. I haven't got a whole bunch of time, but my joke is always...
We haven't got any time, and if you want to hear the joke, you just tune in some other day. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me. And if you're shooting off on vacation, have a great Christmas.